is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Russia and sanctions. The Biden administration and the Trump administration have been using sanctions to insist that Russia stop its aggression against Ukraine. Has it worked? Oh, yes. If evident from a meeting in Moscow and severe remarks about how the central bank, a young woman named Nabulina, who has done heroic work holding the economy together since the start of the war, she's not obeying and cutting interest rates. Why do they need that? In order to explain, I need Michael Bernstein, my good colleague at the Hoover Institution. Michael, the Kremlin wants the interest rates cut despite the fact that the inflation rate is now 10% or higher, and there's no hope of it going down, even though their goal is 4%. Why do they want the interest rates cut, and does this mean that sanctions have damaged their economy? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you. High interest rates anywhere in the United States and Russia anywhere create a problem of a recession or banking crisis. And so it is a trade-off between high inflation and high interest rates. The governments and central banks use high interest rates to reduce inflation. And the Russian Central Bank has done probably a very professional job with this for several years, because during the war, prices also always rise because they have higher wages, have higher expenditures on military hardware, higher employment, lower unemployment altogether. But now they run into a problem, so they have to walk a tight rope, because it is a trade-off between high inflation on the one hand and low performance or trouble for the real economy on the other hand. And I think the tank that works for the Russian government issued now a warning that a banking crisis, a financial crisis, may be looming, similar to what we had in 2008 and 2009. Remember that most economic crises are financial crises. The Great Depression was the crisis when one-third of the American banks collapsed. 2008-2009 was a financial crisis. So the Russians are now afraid that because of the high interest rates, the companies cannot repay their loans. So when the government gives them orders to produce military equipment or the supply chain for the military equipment, they go to the bank and they borrow 21%. They don't worry about that. But then the time comes to pay interest and to pay repay the principal, and they can't. And this is called in the lingua, in the jargon of bankers, non-performing loans. Loans that the borrowers don't pay their regular monthly interest. And so now the government is saying that it is possible that the share of non-performing loans may reach 10%, in which case the government will have to help bail out the banks. Now they have the problem of providing liquidity to the banks so that companies can borrow to pay wages. They have this cash gap, they are saying, because of the high interest rates, the central bank constrains the money supply. So altogether, has a financial crisis looming, and they're afraid of that, and they're saying that they have two problems, that on the one hand, they will have to bail out the banks or recapitalize them if they become insolvent, because if they're liquid, the central bank will take care of them. If they're insolvent, the Minister of Finance will have to take care of them to recapitalize them. But then it is a problem for the budget. It's an additional expenditure for the budget. And on the other hand, then they will have, if they reduce interest rate, they will have high inflation. And in addition to that, they will have a problem with their exchange rate. Because at the moment, the ruble appreciated, but then it will be again a devaluation. So they have to choose between the two evils. And the lesser of the evils is inflation. Because a financial crisis is much worse.
Those factories that are borrowing and then they can't pay it back. You tell me those factories, those businesses are in danger of being nationalized by the government. Is that what's happening?
What's happening is that under May the 30th, for the first time in the history of Russia, the president of Russia, the Russian government, issued a new law. It's a warning. They haven't done anything yet, but it's a law which can be enforced. That if the companies have state orders for military production or any other production for the government, and they don't fulfill this order sometime at the given price, and overrun costs and want to charge more and don't produce and break up the supply chains, then the government under emergency law has the right to vacate the shareholders, put the companies into receivership, and effectively nationalize. So the private ownership will be abolished, the government will vacate the management, the government will impose its own management. That was done in Nazi Germany during World War II, when the companies are private, but the government is in charge and the government conducts the war. So now Russia, following this precedent, being afraid that during this crisis of borrowing and not being able to produce the needed amounts of our output, that these firms, these companies, will not be able to meet the government goals, so the government will effectively bring back central planning.
What we have then is a crisis in slow motion, or is it speeding up? Can you tell?
Well, the inflation has been accelerating, which will be higher if they reduce interest rates. I would expect that they will have to reduce interest rates to avoid financial crisis. The problem is when the run on banks begins, that's the bank failure. If the bank failure, it runs like a domino, like a forest fire. You cannot stop it, and then it is a big trouble for the government if depositors run on banks. So now what the government is doing, it denies the rumors, but the rumors are there that it may freeze household deposits, because if there is a run on banks, you have to close the banks temporarily or to freeze household deposits. But if this rumor is a self-fulfilling prophecy, it is self-fulfilling prophecy, because if people hear that they cannot withdraw their savings, they will run and try to withdraw their savings in advance. So the government is in a very, very serious situation here.
Our government, you tell me, we have a minute, that the Senate wants to impose 500% tariff on China and India. Why?
It's a nice political gesture, and the idea is to impose 500% tariff, the Senate wants to do it, on all countries, primarily China and India, which are buying any Russian products, primarily oil, natural gas, and uranium and metals. This would mean, of course, that we will shut down over $500 billion trade from China and India to the United States, all these imports, so it will not be enforced. But it is a nice political gesture to kind of slap in the face Russia and China, which helps Russia to conduct the war, but it is not real that there will be 500% import on all goods from China. Otherwise, you have to close down Walmarts and Targets which import Chinese goods.
No dolls for Christmas at all, 500%. Michael Bernstam, watching the sanctions on Russia and their after effects, the interest rate right now at the Central Bank of Russia is 21%. I'm John Batchelor.